you could tell us a little bit about your...
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is a multiplayer battle royale. Yes. It's 100 players onto an 8x8 island that you fight against each other with an ever-decreasing play zone to be the last one standing. Or last team or last squad standing, so depending on the game mode.
Okay, so there are team game modes.
Yeah, we have duos and squads, so that squads is anything up to 4 players. So you can go in as a solo player against all the other squads, which people like to do because they believe they're Rambo.
Of course. So it's in beta now, correct?
Well, we're in early access beta, early access. Right? So like early access, we use just to kind of balance the game. We have new content, we're putting in new weather settings, new weapons every month. But the main focus of the development team is like server and client performance. So we're using early access to tweak the systems to balance gunplay and just to optimize for large numbers of the players.
I think fences were fixed recently to be able to
go. Yeah. So what they had to do was go into every single town and city and replace all the fences with this exactly the same type of fence, but technically different. So
yes.
It improves performance.
Do you have a projected launch date for this?
Later this year. We want to stay in early access 6 months-ish. It may extend to 7 months, depending on, you know, when the game is finished. You know, it's like, we want to build a good platform here, and we won't launch with the broken. Like, we were, again, this is why we did a closed beta and alpha period, because we wanted to launch into early access as a stable game, and as a game that you could play, and then use early access just to polish it off. And, you know, that's why I think we can do... Like our development process, we have a great executive producer. He just has his own version of Agile, and it's really like we have weekly and monthly updates. He just bangs out. Yeah, it's super team, like really.
But I have seen so much footage of streamers, of everybody playing this all the time. Did you expect it to just blow up the way it did?
I had confidence in my own game mode. Like I saw it through Arma 3 Battle Royale and H1Z1 King of the Kill that the game mode was popular and that like viewers liked it, and I always believed that the Arma 3 version with the large selection of weapons and attachments and the boost system, I always thought that was the right vision for Battle Royale. That would be the most popular one, and then we launched with most of those systems in Battlegrounds, and it's proven to be quite popular. So, but I'm just happy people are having, most people are having a good time. There are some people that are not having a good time, and to those people I say sorry, but we will fix that. But that's early access, folks.
Yeah. What do you feel is going to retail for when it does come out?
Oh, I don't think we're changing the price. It's still going to be $29.99.
Oh.
I think it's a good price for what we want to do.
So you're going to keep it mostly just the deathmatch? You don't want to like start getting objectives and things like that?
We have our custom game modes. So we'll eventually expand upon that and let people write their own custom games and write their own game modes through that. So, you know, it's... We want this to be a platform. We're adding 2 new maps, so we're adding some new vehicles, and I said new weapons every month, just to give the user base a big asset pile to pick from for their own game modes and their own stuff.
God, that feels like the kind of old school RTS days of like StarCraft and Warcraft 3, that feeling of just all of you, like you're the creators now. I love that.
Well, that's it. I want to find the next PlayerUnknown, you know what I mean? It's like, I have an amazing chance. I get to travel around the world and you know, do stuff like this, and I have a good game, and I want to find someone else that makes a game mode in my game and becomes successful.
Well, you are famous.
I don't like to be famous, though. I keep introducing myself at parties as Brendan, because then no one knows who I am, right? And they're like, oh yeah, okay, hi, how are you?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm Brendan. And they're like, they don't cop, it's me. And they still, I'm not well enough known on my face yet, so... Which I love. I love being able to sit at conventions and listen to people talk about me.
You need to do the Daft Punk thing where you just wear a helmet everywhere and just have people with the helmet show up to other places.
We were thinking about that, that we have the PlayerUnknown character. Oh yeah, that's PlayerUnknown there. So,
it's just some guy taking all the heat for you while you're just giggling in the corner.
Yeah.
Do this now.
I had a lot of questions, but it's just very awesome to talk to you. Well, yeah, what is this coming out on? Everything, or is it just Steam?
Oh no, it's Steam at the moment. We have Xbox. We announced Xbox on Sunday, so that's coming out later in the year as well. We're excited, like, because Xbox as well will help us with the PC version, because their debugging tools for Xbox are really powerful. They find us because we use Unreal for both platforms. We can carry stuff we find in Xbox over to Windows and vice versa. So it's really going to help PC development. It was really cool to see like the trailer for the game on the big screen in front of the Xbox thing. Like, you know, I'm a PC player, you know, but my kids have Xbox, or my kid has an Xbox, and you know, I play console when I was growing up, and they're like, when I tell people what I do, I make games, they're like, oh, for console, and you're like, no, PC games, and they're like, okay, oh yeah, I don't play that, but now I can say, yes, I do make for console.
Is there anything that you would want any of our readers who don't have early access to know about the game? Like,
server performance is coming, or is being improved? No, like, I mean, our main problem at the moment is server performance. There's still some people getting performance issues on the client, but as I said, about 90% of them have improved FPS. We still have to improve it more, but you know, we're getting there. But the servers at the moment, we have like a SWAT team internally, like an engineering team, that they basically find a problem and tackle it. And for the last 2 weeks, they've been looking at server performance and profiling the servers and finding black holes for data, and they found lots. So the June update, when we introduce the weather and the server performance, I think it's going to be good. I mean, because if we can get good, stable servers, you know, it means then, but people will find something to complain about still, always and forever. If the game is perfect, they will still complain.
I mean, is there anything coming out that you're super excited for in the game?
There's stuff like 3D replays, which aren't coming out soon. They're going to take some time but they're basically going to be like demos of CSGO, so you can go and watch the round back, right? And be able to video with free cam and cinematic cam and all this kind of stuff, so really kind of do some interesting stuff and create machinimas and some of that from your round or other people's rounds, you know.
You guys are just giving the tools for like awesome stuff.
I mean, it's a platform, you know. It's not a game, it's something that users can use to create content, get viewers, play, you know. And when we add crates with keys, buy stuff and look cool. But that's not till early access over. That's the other thing, like, we're not doing monetization until early access. And we still have this, we may do DLCs, you know, but we're discussing internally what we want to do. But we're hoping, like, if we provide a good enough platform at launch, people won't mind paying, you know, for more stuff, you know, because like, stuff like, people don't realize, like, stuff like maps, they require like 10 people working for 6 months to make 8x8 map, you know.
Drawing
that's
maps.
A lot of money. Servers. Oh my god, like, you know, I saw our server bill. I nearly cried. Like, it was just like in my Game Informer interview. It was 7 o'clock in the morning, Korea time. I was a little bit tired, no coffee. And he asked me, what's one of your dreams you had about, like, a game mode? And I said, this idea for a single player or a co-op kind of story campaign on the island. As a dream, we are not working on this. This is not planned. This is just a dream. Next day in the Express and the Telegraph.
Oh god.
Single player coming to Battlegrounds, hopefully before the Xbox release. And you're like, the f*** did you get that out of what I said? Just, here's an interesting tidbit about the game though. Our game is probably the only MMORPG shooter, right? Because everything in the game, from a code point of view, you're casting a spell. So to pick up ammo, you're casting a spell. Because that's what they do in Korea. They're mainly MMORPG type companies, right? And especially fantasy stuff, so all the code is spells, basically, that you cast a spell to pick up ammo, right? I think it's amazing.
That's awesome. Is there any way to see that from a player perspective? No,
it's just it's purely just the code structure. Yeah.
That's badass. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. You are my last thing of E3. I am done.
Well, especially.